The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
When you watch the spread of Christianity across Europe and then into this country, you see the birth of freedom and how freedom moved. And this country was birthed on Judeo-Christian principles, which are the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we're giving that away because we're sacrificing our Judeo-Christian heritage in this country.
Let freedom ring around the world as America celebrates its heritage. Next on Life Today with Kevin and Sam Sorbo.
Robinson, Betty and I are just thrilled to come into your home. And by the way, it's an honor to us that you spend the time with us, all of you here in the studio. Kevin Sorbo is here. He was known in all over the world as Hercules. His book called True Strength, it goes far beyond anything that you read in Herculean, accomplishments. This is phenomenal. I told him a moment ago, before we just said welcome him to our audience here, that we're proud of him and his wife, Sam. And I really mean that. This guy is not an actor in a new role. He's a new person who is an actor. And it's incredible. You can see it. Now, his wife, Sam, and really and truly, she's beautiful. And he's okay. But the point is that she is a treasure. And she's talking about, they're your kids, she's talking about an inspirational journey from self-doubter to homeschool advocate. I mean, here she's training their kids in the home, and it's a joy to her. So I want you to welcome these two actors, greatly gifted, but parents, and they're on a tremendous journey. We're going to talk about that. And here on the 4th of July, we're going to talk about the real source of freedom, and thank God for freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, it's for freedom Christ set us free. If it's that big to Christ, and if he's the author and the finisher of the whole course, freedom's big. Would you welcome Kevin and Sam to Life Today?
Thank you.
Kevin, you know, you're back with us in the movie, God Is Not Dead.
Yep.
You know, it's an amazing story. Are you thrilled with the way it went over and it impacted people?
Oh, it's incredible. It actually started a little bit 2 years earlier before we shot God's Not Dead. We shot another movie with PureFlix, same writers, same company, and it was called What If. And I highly recommend What If to everybody here if they haven't seen it. What If's an amazing, amazing movie. I'm glad some people saw it. Awesome. It is. It's a very good movie. And then God's Not Dead, we knew we had something special. We shot that down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And when I say we knew something special, they were telling me, you know, if we can make 7-10 million in theaters like this, this would be huge because it's a $2 million movie. It opened at $11 million on opening weekend and only 740 screens. So they moved it to 1,500 screens the next weekend, finished number two again in the box office. They moved it to 2,000 screens, finished number two again, stayed in the top five. It was in theaters for probably about 3.5-4 months. This little movie made well over $100 million worldwide.
Great.
And it's because of people like you supporting it. It really is.
Yeah, it impacted eternity for a lot of people.
It's huge. I got to tell you, that little movie was not only the most successful faith-based movie dollar for dollar in the history of Hollywood movies, it's number five. It had a 70 times return on its investment. I wish I owned it. I didn't own it, but they did very, very well with that.
That's awesome.
Well, the one you're doing now, yes. Let There Be Light, Sean Hannity really got excited about it. You wrote the story. Am I right about that, Sam?
Yeah.
You wrote it?
Co-wrote
yeah.
it with Dan Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, were you surprised that it got picked up and now there's the excitement about it?
Well, it was funny because I came up with the idea. I called Dan. I said, I've got this idea for a movie. We decided to write it together. And within 2 weeks, Sean called Kevin really kind of out of the blue and said, I want to get into movie making and I think I want to work with you. Do you have any ideas? And I said to Kevin, that's my movie. And here we are, and here it is. It's really, it's kind of a miraculous story to me.
Sean's excited about it.
Oh, Sean's very excited about it. Yeah. I got a quick plug for Dan Gordon. Dan Gordon, if you don't know who he is, you know his work. He was the showrunner and creator of Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and White Earp, one of my favorite westerns, with Kevin Costner. We went to New York, and he is a pitch man. He talked for 30 minutes, and Sean whipped out the checkbook. And we shot in Birmingham, Alabama. We zinged crew that shot Woodlawn. Mm-hmm. And the movie's done. We were one of the three movies they picked to premiere at the NRB down in Orlando this year. Mm-hmm. And it went great, and we were very close to signing with a big distribution company right now.
Okay. Well, we're really praying for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just thank you. I talked about freedom when we opened the program. And by the way, to all in your family who gave your life or the life of someone in your family to help protect and preserve freedom, with deep gratitude and with glory to God for the love that has been shared with us. For greater love hath no one than this, that you lay down your life for your friends, your family. And frankly, many of our wonderful protectors of freedom are actually dying for the enemy so they can have freedom. And you know, I quoted the verse, Sam, about it's for freedom Christ set us free.
That's right.
And I actually quoted that verse to you before we came out here, and it moved you to talk about freedom from your point of view. Touch on that.
Well, you know, we value freedom in this country, and we don't know why anymore. And the reason that we value freedom is because Christ came to set us free, because Christ valued our freedom before we did. Up until this past century, slavery was simply a way of life. All across the globe, cultures, they all had slaves, and some cultures still do today. And when you watch the spread of Christianity across Europe and then into this country, you see the birth of freedom and how freedom moved. And this country was birthed on Judeo-Christian principles, which are the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's liberty, life first, of course, because liberty is no good if you're not alive. And then liberty, and then you can pursue your happiness, but not before you have liberty. And we're giving that away because we're sacrificing our Judeo-Christian heritage in this country. And it makes me sad. That's why I advocate homeschooling, because we're not teaching Judeo-Christian ethics or morals or the Bible in our schools anymore. We're teaching kids that they're accidents and that survival of the fittest, baby. And if it's survival of the fittest, you gotta ask them, what's wrong with what ISIS is doing today? Mm-hmm. If survival of the fittest is the law of the land, then what's wrong with killing the weaker person? Mm-hmm. It's a call, really. I'm trying to empower parents to bring their education back home again. And they can do it. We've been raised in a system, in a bureaucracy, if you will, that tells us that we're not able to, that tells us that we're incapable of teaching our own children. And I'm here to say, not only is it wrong, but what's amazing is I've done incredible things. Once I started educating the kids, once we brought them home and started I realized the sky's the limit for me, that I can do more than I ever thought possible. Yeah. There's a quote right at the beginning of the book. This is one of the guys who's responsible for the creation of our education system. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. Do you know, it used to be illegal to teach slaves to read. Why? Because knowledge is freedom, right?
Knowledge is power. Absolutely.
Do you know how many children are graduating from public school today unable to read?
Yeah. Yeah,
this
terrible.
Is the government teaching our children.
That's right.
Do you know why the government doesn't teach ethics in public ethics, civics, in public schools today?
Well, they don't teach ethics either.
And they don't teach civics. They don't teach civics. Why? Because our civics say that government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And where's the value of that to our government? It's a conflict of interests.
Yeah. What do you do with this woman? Turn her loose?
He tries to shut me up.
All I got to say is I found out pretty quickly I'm not as smart as a fifth grader. But it's been very interesting.
You know what I'm watching here, though? I'm watching a couple excited about life. Mm. But you're excited about life from a greater dimension than most people see it. Because most people are just kind of hanging in here with the rough end dragon. But you've got an excitement, a zeal for life. And I really believe, and I don't think I'm misreading here, I believe it comes back to this person, Jesus, who said it's for freedom, he set us free. And the freedom we enjoy, really all true freedom, goes back to Christ. It's personal. If you don't have personal self-control and personal freedom and liberty, mm-hmm. you're not going to have it nationally.
That's true.
You're going to all be in bondage, because if you're in personal bondage, it's going to be imposed on everyone. So there's a freedom. So when this movie now, Let There Be Light, you know, how is it you always start out as this atheist type guy? I mean,
Okay.
By the way, you play a really hard role.
There's more than one atheist in the world. Okay? So this one, as the college professor atheist, which is sort of redundant, all I have to do is just say college professor. That was one world in that small world. This is Dawkins. This is Hitchens. This is the world's most famous atheist. He's got books out. My latest book in the movie is called Aborting God.
That a way.
And so it's his journey to sort of find his way back. But as I said, Clint Eastwood's done about 7-8 westerns. They're pretty much the same character. So no one's questioning him.
Because she really makes the movie in so many ways. Not only did she write it. But let's cut to just a little brief clip, okay?
Sure.
Let's look in on this little scene.
I can't sleep. I can't think. I can't not think. And I can't stop thinking about Davy, you know, and how he looked and how it felt and what he said.
Wait, what? What did he say, Saul?
He looked at me. And he said, Daddy, let there be light. And all I wanted to do was I wanted to put my arms around him. Then I felt myself being pulled away. He said it again. He said, let there be light, Daddy. And I sit here. And honest to God, I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, you got a child. You ate this, yeah. Tears me up too. You got a child.
Yes.
How old?
So.
Go ahead.
We were a married couple.
That still gets me. I've seen it 1,000 times. I edited it.
We were a married couple in the before the movie. And before the movie, our oldest son passes away from cancer.
At the age of 8.
At the age of 8. And there are two younger sons. But by the time when the movie starts, we've already divorced. There's a lot of acrimony in our relationship.
It's like 7 years later, yeah.
He nearly dies. And in his near-death experience, he envisions or meets our departed son, and the boy says things to him, and he can't reconcile that with his atheistic worldview that there is nothing after death, or that it's one great big party or something. And so he's just wrestling with that, and he turns to the only person who really ever understood him or came close, and that's his wife.
Wow. Who do you think it's going to do? You know, Kevin, what do you think the movie's going to do?
Well, you know, I hope it touches people's lives. I hope it makes people think. There is humor in there, but have a box of tissues. it's not really preaching to the choir. I mean, us as Christians, we're weak in our own selves, and it's always good to have that reinforcement and have that encouragement coming from movies like this. But it's really to reach out to people that really they're suffering and is having hardships in their life and saying, you know what, there's more to life than just what you have going on just with yourself, because we get very selfish in our lives. And, you know, I look at this table and I say, you know, something didn't come from nothing. Somebody had to build this. Somebody had to build us. And we really want to open up people's hearts to kind of look beyond where their anger is, because we have so much anger in life right now from so many people. Mm. And you see what's going on in our universities, and, you know, freedom of speech is going away. Tolerance, everything's a one-way street right now. And, this is hopefully something that'll reach out to, because people are looking for something.
Yeah,
we are seeking.
And we see that there's a darkness that is trying to come over the earth right now.
It's almost a prevailing darkness.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a spirit.
That's right. And the only... What defeats the darkness?
Turning the light.
The light. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to let there be light.
That's a powerful heart cry. That should be the heart cry of the church. Let there be light. We pray for awakening. Let there be
light.
That's
right. Yeah. I want to say there's an app that goes along with the film, and we're fundraising for food banks because we want to feed the hungry spiritually as well as physically.
We have an amazing soundtrack with this, and Dionne Warwick's in the movie, and she sings the Let There Be Light theme song. We're putting together a whole group of people from all ranges of music, from soul to R&B to rap to country to whatever, and we're doing a We Are the World type of song. And all that
video,
money,
yeah.
The video, and 100% of the proceeds will go to the Food Banks of America. Liberty University is doing the app.
That's great.
And things are, I mean, it's amazing for this little budget movie. Travis Tritt makes an appearance in the movie, does a wonderful job, plays one of the doctors in the movie, and it's been pretty neat, yeah. The way this thing all pieced together. And even
and
the
our
act,
boys are in it, and they steal the
boys,
movie.
Our boys are in it, too. But.
All right, so it's going to be in the fall, right?
Yes.
It's going to be in the fall.
It should be all theaters.
They go, letthebelightthemovie.com. You can go on right now to see the trailer. That was a clip you saw, but you can see a trailer of the movie. And
let me say this. Here's the book, True Strength, and here's her book that is... they're your kids. Both of them are online,
yep.
And I just feel like they contribute so much. You know, when you were talking about what happened there in the movie, years ago I used to preach a sermon about they preached unto them Jesus. And there was a famous preacher, and he had an atheist come to see him and said, "Preacher, can I tell you my story about Jesus?" And he said, "I was an atheist, and I'm sitting up writing my papers, and I hear a commotion downstairs, and I run downstairs, and there's a bent, bloody bicycle laying on the steps. And I looked out in the street, and I shouted, 'Whose bike is that?' And they said, 'Your boy, sir.' And I said, 'Where's my boy?' He said, 'Oh, they took him away in an ambulance.' 'I don't know where they took him.' He said, 'I called all the hospitals in Philadelphia.' He said, 'I called. I finally found that they'd taken my boy. I rushed there to the hospital, and my boy was there, and he was in the bed in the emergency room. And I ran in, and my boy looked up at me. He said, 'Dad, I'm going to die.' I said, 'No, you're not, son. You're not going to die.' He said, 'Yeah, I'm going to die, Dad.' He said, 'Dad, one time I went to Sunday school. You didn't know about it. I sneaked to church. And a Sunday school teacher told me about a prayer, the Lord's Prayer. And when I was laying there in the street, Daddy, I prayed the prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.' And he said those words and said, 'Daddy, say it after me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.' I said it, I said it, I said it. And then he said, 'Thy will be done.' I could not say it. My son gripped his fingers tightly around my hand and said, 'Daddy, say that. Say that, Daddy. Say that, that's it.' And I bowed my head and opened my stubborn lips and said, 'Thy will be done.' A little hand fell limp in mine. Eyes were set, and my son was gone. But, oh, miracle of all miracles, miracle of all ages, the Jesus that went away with my little boy stayed in my heart, Lord and Savior, forever. I would tell that story in stadiums and coliseums. Hundreds and even thousands came to Christ. I believe that'll be what happens when Let There Be Light hits the theaters. If only you would say right now, 'Thy will be done,' and mean it. Miracle of all miracles. Father, I pray that for every person watching. I know what Kevin and Sam want because I know what you want is in their heart. So I want you to bless this movie. I want you to bless everything they do for your glory and you receive honor. But Lord, I want everybody to say, 'Thy will be done,' and experience the miracle that only you can give. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Would you like to say thanks to Kevin and thanks to Sam?
Thank you.
And you can go online and see the trailer for Let There Be Light. We're going to tell everybody about it. Now, I'm going to take you guys back with me for maybe 20 years or so. I don't have quite as much gray. But when I went all over the world and I found the hungry, why would you leave the big stadiums and coliseums and just suddenly start putting your arms around people nobody's ever seen? Because God moved me. He's moved you. And we have beheld His glory. I want you to watch. I am by a water source that is so typical of water sources all over the world. We know for a fact in this area, disease is killing entire families and many children. Why? From drinking contaminated water. And you know, it's one thing to say, I'm sorry and weep over it. But you know, when we can be the answer to the need and the prayer, doesn't it seem sometimes just a little bit hypocritical if we could do something and we don't? Well, we can, but we need your help.
For nearly 20 years, the viewers of Life Today have partnered with missionaries all around the world to help save children's lives by providing clean drinking water. Mission Water for Life has drilled over 5,000 clean water wells with an assortment of rigs in different shapes and sizes to meet the needs of a particular area. Each new water well is capped with a simple pump that even a child can use. And in areas where a drilling rig can't get into, the Life Mission team is utilizing a new technology and providing thousands of water filter kits that families can use to decontaminate their water source. With this attitude of doing whatever it takes to save lives, Life Outreach and its partners have already provided clean water for over 5 million people. But we still have a big job to do. Around the world, hundreds of millions of people still don't have access to safe drinking water. And 800 children die every day from a preventable disease caused by contaminated water.
Jesus said, give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. I don't know what that reward will be for us, that's in God's hand. But I know what reward is in it for the people we give water to. The reward is a chance, it's hope, it's a future. The reward is life. I don't think words can adequately communicate just how important that is to Betty, to me, and to the missionaries. And think about this. The missionaries that show us where these precious people are, and they know there's water subsurface because they dig boreholes that become contaminated almost within a matter of days. But they know the water's there. And so when we take the drilling rigs in, which you pay for, when I say you, viewers of Life Today, you pay for every drilling rig, whatever type it is. Most of them cost right at $400,000, a few a little more. But they fit the need. Now, the average cost now is $4,800. When you start, it's $3,600. But now it's $4,800. I keep praying it'll stay there. And petroleum has stayed pretty level for a while. Thank God for that. Costs go up when petroleum costs go up. But nevertheless, it's $4,800. Here's the deal. Betty, we have found the areas in 400 different locations that these incredible missionaries have shown us. And they love these people. Now, they don't want to just go in there and say we love you. You want to show what love does. Love gives life. It expresses. It expresses the love of God. So, Betty, the missionaries have said, you go and ask people, see if they'll help us. Well, you know what? You have. And to God be the glory, but great thanks to every one of you. Every one of you. Let me tell you something. We get a lot of checks, and you can barely read the signature in the writing. Because a lot of times there are people in nursing homes, but they still have a checking account, and they'll want to send $48 to give 10 people water for life. And God bless every one of you. I know, thank God, we got a lot of people that give $4,800. Betty and I have been blessed where we can do that, and we take joy in doing it. And I've got one man in Houston. He sends a well a month. He says, every month, it's $4,800. He said, God put it on my wife's heart and my heart, and here it comes. And he's able to do it, praise God. But I'm going to tell you something. Every gift is precious because what we're doing is we're giving life to those people. And we not only give them the water for their life, we tell them about the water of life. And I mean, they meet Jesus. Millions of people we've led to Christ. All because of the love of God that's been shared by you. We've targeted 400 areas this year, and we've added to it that incredible little ability to filter the water miraculously where we can give three families water, clean water. It'll filter any water they've got, make it totally disease-free, no bacteria, and we can give three families that ability for $100. That's amazing to me. We can't get the drilling rigs into that terrain. It's impassable for the drilling rigs. So we're giving them something. Would you help us drill those 400 wells? Would you give three families hope with a $100 gift? There's a level at which you can participate. We've got some gifts we want to send you that's just going to, I believe, pull you closer to Jesus, the words of Jesus, the words of healing. We want to bless you, but you've become a miracle to someone right now. You have become an answer to some mother's prayer. You've become the answer to the prayers of a village. Would you please get your bank card, go online, or dial that number, and you use that bank card like a check and make the best gift you can right now. Know this, you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or perhaps die of thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can't end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. A gift of $48 will provide disease-free water for 10 people, $72 will provide for 15 people, and $144 will help provide clean water straight from the ground for 30 people. Please also consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our drilling rigs are unable to reach. As our thank you, we'll send you the books Words of Jesus and Words of Healing. One contains only the words of Jesus, and the other scriptures for healing in your body, mind, and soul. With your $100 gift, you can receive both hardbound and softbound editions of these scripture promise books. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our beautiful hand-sculpted Determined Eagle bronze. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I want to thank you, Betty and I both do, for your help. You really are a blessing to so many. You're going to love reading the words of Jesus and the material we send. If you would like to have Sam's book about your kids and Kevin's book, and you say, could you send me one of those books? Will you just give some water and you ask for them? You can get them online or in the bookstores. But yes, if you think, I got a special need for that, we'll send it to you. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Kevin and to Sam? They're going to be back with us. They're going to be back with us later in the week, okay? Thank all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What Christ has promised you and I is peace is possible. And where is it found? At His feet.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.